I'm Just Pants Super Sale, right here in the heart of your very own metropolis.
You can find Just Pants in the Park Mall.
Tonight, Smiley's again is proud to announce the return of Oracle.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. So glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside.
Now, for 1 week only, you can enjoy spectacular rock and roll with Tucson's own Oracle. And it's all at Smiley's Again, where you can get in on many specials like Ladies Night every Thursday and Men's Night on Sunday. Plus, after hours, Friday and Saturday till 3 a.m. Don't miss Oracle this week at Smiley's Again.
Tonight is Ladies Night. All ladies' drinks are two for the price of one all night. And from 7 to 9, Smiley's has their usual happy hour with two drinks for the price of one for everybody. Here are John and Peter Isaacson.
Oh, Sue, what can we do? Never seen you this sad before. Never felt quite this bad before. It's just one more bump in the road to the rodeo. What can we do? I never have seen you this sad before. Never felt quite this bad before. It's just one more bump in the road to the rodeo.
In love with you before I knew it meant more than just wanting to be with you. I used to look for other girls that looked like you, but the laws of nature said forget a son. Least that's what somebody told me. I worried about it a little bit, but that's all. I dreamt that you were Joan of Arc and I was Don Quixote, and everywhere we went the world was tinfoil. But I gave up demon and became a priest to put it right out of my system. I worried about it a little bit, but that's all.
Just like the sun over the mountain tops, you know I'll always come again. You know I love to spend my morning times like sunlight
I only hope that
Would you believe it happens more often than not? And Eric Anderson from Blue River. Before that, Emmy Lou Harris and her second solo album, doing a Rodney Crowell tune called Till I Gain Control Again. You did hear Linda Ronstadt's voice in there, and also Jonathan Edwards, Diane Brooks, and Face You Starling supporting Emmy Lou on that. The album also features, among others, Bernie Ladin. That S had a big whistle to it. Bernie Ladin, I wanted to point out certain artists here, and I've lost it. A good stem. Well, Byron Berline, certainly, but there was another person. Oh, gracious. Well, it looks like a very good album, a very good second album. It's called Elite Hotel, and if I can come up with this, I will tell you. Let's see. First Girl I Loved, we also heard from John Hartford, and we started with Peter and John Isaacson and The Road to the Rodeo. It's 20, well, make it 19 before 8 o'clock.
Get really important savings on that stereo component or system you've wanted now during the House of Stereo's annual inventory reduction sale. Brand new 1976 equipment, amps, tuners, speakers, turntables, tape decks, and much more must be sold immediately to make room for newly arriving merchandise. House of Stereo offers this great opportunity every January, so don't wait. Buy that stereo component or system you've been searching for now at incredible savings at the House of Stereo. That's the House of Stereo, 7071 East 22nd Street at Cold Road.
Tonight, at the home of rock and roll in Tucson, from Phoenix, formerly Verner's, one of the few blues rock bands on the circuit today, Kathmandu. They'll rock the house down tonight. And remember, there's chugging contests on Wednesday and after hours till 3 a.m. Friday and Saturday night. Kathmandu, at the home of rock and roll in Tucson, Choo-choos.
You've always known you were something special, different than the other girls. Now's your chance to show Tucson. Become Levy's Charlie Girl and open Levy's Junior World. Just pick up your Charlie Girl application in the cosmetic department. Return it by the 13th with your picture. You could find yourself the owner of a sporty Italian Vespa from Tucson Motorcycle Exchange. Levy's Charlie Girl will be on posters in the newspaper and on TV. Show them your free spirit.
Let your world stop.
I was thinking of Mike Aldridge on Dobro, which somehow escaped my vision at the last moment. Here comes James Booker on the piano, a Lieber's Dollar tune, along with Charles Otis wrote this tune, with T-Bone Walker in The Last Clean Shirt.
Of men that did my brother in.
They put the last creature
on my poor brother Ben.
They put the last creature
on my poor brother Ben.
Cocaine don't make me lazy. Ain't nobody's business but my own. Candy is dandy and liquor is quicker. You can drink all the liquor down in Costa Rica. Ain't nobody's business but my own. Once again. Champagne don't drive me crazy. Cocaine don't make me lazy. Ain't nobody's business but my own. Candy is dandy and liquor is quicker. You can drink all the liquor down in Costa Rica. Ain't nobody's business but my own. Thank you.
That was Janice Ian when she was 15. Her first album, The Party, was provided by producer Shadow Morden, and she wrote it Younger Generation Blues. Before that, we heard the Keith Hartley Band from The Time Is Near, and You Can't Take It With You. Nobody's Business from My Own from One Ham Clapping, the Big Sur Festival featuring Joan Baez, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Mickey Newbury, Kris Kristofferson, and Taj Mahal, whom we heard different performances on a single festival album. And T-Bone Walker first, from Very Rare, and The Last Clean Shirt. It's 8 o'clock. This is KWFM. Drug abuse, you know, is a serious matter that not only affects the user, but has impacts on individuals who interact with such a person as well. The Matrix at 1030 North 4th Avenue is now accepting members for a 10-week group for those of you who are interested in relationship with drug abusers and who need a place to share your concerns. The group's absolutely free, confidential, too. For further information, call The Matrix at 884-7413. The Matrix is a Tucson Awareness House program.
See how much car your money can buy. We've got some new ideas, I guess, at Toyota.
We have a new idea on Desert Toyota's used car lot. A full line of domestic cars and trucks. Fords, Chevys, Buicks, and Pontiacs, just to name a few. A vast inventory of thoroughly reconditioned, top-quality used cars that would make a good, reliable first or second car. Desert Toyota at 22nd Street and Cole Road is putting their reputation on the line with quality on the front line and big savings on the bottom line. Get your hands on a new or used car or truck from Desert Toyota. You'll never let go.
See how much car your money can buy.
Desert Toyota, 22nd Street and Cole Road.
If your head isn't totally blown away by all the stereo sales, clearances, and year-end closeouts, then take a listen to this great system Railroad Freight has quietly brought to Tucson. It's the fantastic Garrard 440 system. This complete sound system features a powerful tuner with features you've probably seen advertised on television for over $400. It's matched with a full-sized Garrard Deluxe turntable, complete with wood grain bass, smoke dust cover, and V15 cartridge. Plus, you get two beautiful two-way full-range speakers with removable fronts. Now, a sharp-looking system with features like this could run you $400 or more. But Railroad Freight's discount price is just $199.95. That's right, the Garrard 440 system for just $199.95 while they last. From the sound people with better deals, Railroad Freight on 22nd, just east of Craycroft.
Double Treehan brings you the sound of Woody Herman and his orchestra January 8th, 8:30 and 10:30 p.m. Regular seating at $3 per show. Double Tree is also featuring a dinner show package at $12 per person, a choice of entrees from their Banyan Tree restaurant. Relax and enjoy dinner. Woody Herman and Double Tree on January 8th. Make your reservations early at the Double Tree Inn, 445 South Algernon Way, or call 881-4200.
I don't know how much earlier you can get. It's the first one is in a half hour. Well, you might give it a try. Here are the lost and found animals this evening. Found a white German shepherd, female, wearing collar, a red one, and tags, found in the Pima College area. You can go by 2821 East Drachman, I guess. Call 325-1662. 6-month-old tortoiseshell cat, black with yellow and orange markings, lost. Her name is Twilight, and she was lost yesterday. If found, please call Susan, 795-2763. Satchmo has been found. Satchmo, the black mix, has returned to 1524 North Park. You may pick him up in back if that's yours. Again, the address for Dave and Satchmo is 1524 North Park. And found near Sarnoff Canyon vicinity, young adult male lab mixed, has tagged with dog's name, which is Smokey. Also has owner's name, Randy Scott. Owner's phone number has been changed and cannot be reached. Please, if this is your dog, call 296-1618. Female golden retriever, not wearing collar or tags, lost at the end of the year around Grant and Campbell area. And there is a reward for a return. Call either 884-9194 or 886-9519. Black and white Springer Spaniel found near... No, lost near Glen and Sparkman. There's a reward for its return, no gender. Phone 795-1602 or 297-2965. Two female cats were lost, silver long hair named Kitty and calico short hair named Isabella. Small full-grown cats, no collar, no tags, lost around 4th Street in Columbus. Call 793-1719. There's a reward. Lost New Year's Eve, a female Irish setter named Dotsy, no collar, lost Campbell, Blackledge area. Phone 881-0735. Female shaggy grayish-black terrier poodle mix, small to medium-sized, about 12 years old, wearing two red collars and tags. Last seen New Year's Eve, around Speedway and Kolb. There's a reward. A dog answers to Molly. And the phone is 298-1275. Here are two recently pregnant pups, gone, not pups anymore, I guess. Black and white spaniel type with long hair, wearing collar, no tags. And also a black female lab, no collar or tags, lost near East Speedway and Tank Verde Loop Road, December 31st. Phone anytime, 885-3859. Female black miniature poodle was found near Broadway and Wilmot on the 4th. If that's yours, sounds like it, call 296-4721. Small white female dog with short hair answering to Vinny, lost around Pantano and Broadway. No collar or tags, 885-2341. And to give away a male kitten, part Manx, 326-9617 or 881-7833. And David lost his dog this evening. It's a 4.5-month-old lab mix, female, all white with big brown spot in the middle of her back and brown ears, mainly white though, snow white, and lots of freckles, thus deeming the dog worthy of the name Face. If you've seen Face somewhere, lost somewhere around the Kolb area between Golf Links and 22nd Street, and not wearing any collar or tags, please phone 886-6998. Those are lost and found animals until 8 in the morning tomorrow with Artie. You can put one on free if you'd like to send us a card or come on down and fill one out. January 8th, 1976. This is Lindisfarne with a January song.
I'm feeling rather sorry for a man I know. The world he holds in trembling hands is asking where to go. And as he stares out at me from the mirrored wall, I see that he is trying to cry, but the tears, they will not fall. His life is passing by behind his tired eyes, like the colors in the January sky. You need me, need you, need him, need everyone.
With the morning, get up early just to watch the sunrise. Some people like it more when there's fire in the sky, worship the sun when it's high. Some people go for those sultry evenings, sipping cocktails in the blue, red and gray. But I like every minute of the day. I like every second, so long as you are on my mind. Every moment has its special charm. It's all right when you're around, rain or shine. I know a crowd who only live after midnight. Their faces always seem so pale. Some people have to have the sultry evenings, cocktails in the blue, red, and gray. But I like every minute of the day. I like every minute of the day.
When that Yes album came out, the eyes naturally followed down the album cover and saw the Beatle tone and naturally listened to it. And I knew I was going to like Yes after that. Every Little Thing, Beatles tune, which they did on Beatles, let's see, Beatles 6. And Yes from the first album. The Who with Blue, Red, and Gray and Lindisfarne. And a January song, first from Fog on the Tyne. This is KWFM. I'm Doug Jaffe. It's 21 after 8. Zodiac News is next.
From now through Sunday, Custom Hi-Fi Discount Center, the Southwest's largest stereo discount outlet with 20 stores to serve you, is having their first annual odds and ends sale. You can get fantastic buys on current stock, discontinued items, one-of-a-kind items, and more. All units carry the full manufacturer's warranty. You'll save 10 to 50% on all the big brands, like Marantz, Pioneer, Sansui, Dual, TIAC, ESS, ECI, and others. There are fantastic buys on receivers, speakers, car stereo, CB, recording tape, and more. Use your Bank AmeriCard, MasterCharge, our revolving charge, or our 10-month no-interest layaway. We'll even take your old system or component in trade. And with any major purchase, you'll get 2 records for 1 from the record bar at Elcon. That's just one of the many extras you'll find at Custom Hi-Fi's first annual odds and ends sale. Now through Sunday at 2549 East Broadway, just east of Tucson Boulevard. Check Friday's Wildcat for more details.
We're rolling back the prices, stretching on your trade. Lowering the payments, cement you got it made.
Because we won't let anything stand in our way. We're gonna be number one in the whole USA.
Sunday.
We're working for
Sunday.
You.
Sunday.
We're gonna be number one.
Sunday. 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 Sunday.
The great drive is on at Sundown Datsun, and we're not letting anything stand in the way of becoming America's number one volume Datsun dealer. So if you've been wanting a new car but didn't think you could afford to buy, give Sundown a try. We're gonna do it.
Sundown.
We ought to be number one.
Sundown. Sundown.
There's a certain kind of person the two of you just fit.
just old friends. Ain't it funny how a new thing just won't do? Old friends, you're just old friends. And when friends are far away, you still have things to say, 'cause you can only tell an old friend what's new.
Call long distance weekdays after 5 p.m. when rates go down. Mountain Bell.
There's no need to wait for the weekend or a special holiday to party. At the Embers, every night, Tuesday through Saturday, is party night with Straight Shot, the country rock band that has more fun. Happy Hour at the Embers offers you drinks at 2-for-1 prices from 7 to 9 nightly. Tuesday night, no cover charge for students with ID. So come on down and dance to the good sounds and good times of Straight Shot at the Embers, 3424 East Speedway. A Straight Shot, Tucson's country rock band that has more fun.
Are you still getting what you paid for? To find out, bring your amplifier, preamplifier, or receiver to the free amplifier clinic at the Sound Shop on either January 12th or 13th. Any make or model, no matter where you bought it. And while you watch, the Macintosh factory engineer will measure it and give you a free laboratory graph of its performance, and you can ask the Macintosh engineer technical questions. Here are the times. Monday, January 12th from noon till 8 p.m. Tuesday, January 13th from noon till 6 p.m. The place, the Sound Shop, 4659 East Broadway at Swan, Tucson's Macintosh Sales and Service Center. Please, no tuners, compacts, PA, or guitar amps, just component-type units, and be sure to remove the wooden cabinets from your Macintosh equipment at the Sound Shop.
An East Coast investigator and expert on the legendary Bigfoot creature claims that the New York attorney who purchased what he thought might be a baby Bigfoot actually bought himself an ape. The investigator, Bob Jones, says he spent 8 hours observing the creature named Oliver before the animal was purchased by attorney Michael Miller for $10,000. Jones says that while Oliver may stand upright and act very human-like, he's definitely not the legendary Bigfoot. Jones says that Oliver, for one thing, walks with his legs spread apart and does not have the normal biped walk as Bigfoot is reported to have. Bigfoot's face is said to be flatter and more human-like than Oliver's. In addition, Jones describes Oliver's hands and feet as being quite ape-like, with the thumb and fingers, or large and small toes, 90% opposed. Bigfoot is said to have toes quite human-like, which point straight ahead. Finally, Jones says he talked with the original owners of Oliver, who reported purchasing the creature in the Congo, where no Bigfoot creatures have ever been sighted. In the meantime, attorney Miller says that the strange human-like creature is being analyzed by a Philadelphia medical lab to determine if it could be a young Bigfoot. U.S. News and World Report says that former President Richard Nixon plans to come out of seclusion this year by embarking on extensive foreign travels, including a return trip to China. Hope he's not going to see his friend Chou En-lai. The magazine quotes friends of the former president as saying that Nixon tells them that his 1976 itinerary includes a stop in Peking, plus visits to countries in the Far East, and possibly some on the edge of the Middle East. Dennis Wilson of the Beach Boys was arrested and jailed over the weekend on charges of beating up his fiancée. Police in Malibu say that Wilson's 26-year-old fiancée, Barbara Lamb, complained that the singer first slapped her around and then stole her .38-caliber revolver. Wilson was later arrested and charged with battery and grand theft of a firearm. He was released on $5,000 bail. Lamb was treated for cuts and bruises. Singer Frank Sinatra has turned down a request to appear at a special benefit for atheists. Atheist leader Madeline Murray O'Hare, also known as the most hated woman in America, wrote to Sinatra in Palm Springs asking the entertainer if he would make an appearance at the annual American Atheist Convention scheduled for this April in New York. Sinatra fired back a one-sentence reply, saying, "I will not attend or perform or contribute to your atheist convention to be held at the New York Sheraton on April 9th. Thank God." Joe Cocker has just finished recording an album at Miami's Criteria Studios, an LP that includes some backup by Eric Clapton. A&M Records reports that among the cuts on the new Cocker album is Bob Dylan's new tune called Catfish, a song about New York Yankees pitcher Catfish Hunter. The Who have been stressing that they will play smaller halls on part two of their U.S. tour. Billboard magazine reports that the group has signed to appear in Los Angeles in March at the Rose Bowl, a small hall that holds more than 100,000 fans. A Stanford University scientist has labeled as nonsense a report that 12 American researchers at the South Pole may have been made ill by a bizarre bacteria that remained frozen under the ice for millions of years. The report began circulating after 12 researchers were hospitalized in isolation in New Zealand after being flown back from Antarctica. Professor John Katsoufrakis of Stanford states that one man was suffering from hepatitis, and while the illnesses of the other 11 remain undiagnosed, the professor says a report of a dormant germ is pretty far-fetched. In New Jersey, Governor Brendan Byrne, who is currently considering a clemency request from boxer Reuben Hurricane Carter, once played a significant role in gaining a reduced sentence for one of the two key prosecution witnesses against Carter. Court documents disclose that in 1967, when Byrne was an Essex County prosecutor, he appeared in court on behalf of Arthur Bradley. Bradley was one of the two prosecution witnesses whose testimony helped convict Carter and John Ortiz of murdering three persons in a New Jersey tavern. Byrne successfully argued to the court that Bradley, who faced an 80-year prison sentence at the time, should have his sentence reduced to 5 years. Byrne told the court that Bradley should be rewarded for cooperating in the Carter-Ortiz case. Since that time, Bradley has admitted he falsely accused Carter and Ortiz, mainly to win his own freedom. He states, "I was 23 years old, facing 80 to 90 years in jail. I just bought my way out." Carter's defense team has asked Governor Byrne to disqualify himself from the case on the grounds that he was involved in the Bradley deal 9 years ago. Governor Byrne, however, insists that his 1967 involvement was a routine matter for a prosecutor and says he can judge the case solely on its merits today. I'm Doug Jaffe, that's Zodiac News for KWFM Stereo.
Pistol shots ring out in a barroom night into Betty Valentine from the upper hall. She sees a bartender in a pool of blood. Cries out, "Here comes the story of the hurricane, the man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world."
Crawling in the dirt, and for all getting worse. Always having dirt to blame.